Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
And welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Mexa and the world headquarters here of Let's Talk Hookup. Gil Hernandez from Promar is here. We're talking lobsters right here. Yeah, lobsters. Lobster season just 2 weeks from today. We just heard a very important message from Ken Frankie, Sport Fishing Association of California, about the big event over at H&M Landing that Frank will be hosting over there. Noon today. SaveFishing.com. Help all the sport fishing fleets and private boat fleets stay in business.
Yeah, no doubt.
For sure. That's basically what's at stake.
That's what it boils down to, for real.
For sure.
Well, we're having a great time this morning, and man, we talked about it earlier. Such a killer information source with having Gil in here, Gil Hernandez from Promar. And not only are we talking lobster, Gil giving up all that great information for us as lobster fishermen, but we are also giving away a great prize pack today. One lucky caller is going to get their shot to win a tuna jig kit, which has an assortment of the new Live Deception flash jigs and an Ahi USA snapback hat, plus a lobster bait-making kit. This includes those great Ahi sabiki rods and the sabiki rigs. Pete, you mentioned it before. That sabiki rod is so killer.
You have to have that.
Yeah, I have one in my boat all day.
If you're not familiar with what that is, a sabiki rod, give us the quick rundown, Professor.
So we have different lengths of our sabiki rods from Ahi USA. And so basically, when you buy a sabiki, you guys, all your listeners know what sabiki is. It's a tangling mess, right?
Yeah.
Like, you basically, back in the days, you pull one out of the package, and it was like your knee was stuck in it, your elbow was stuck in it, and it's like a one-and-done thing. Well, we designed a rod where actually the sabiki actually winds into the inner part of the rod. It looks almost like one of those old-school shotguns that's flared out at the end. And basically, it's a bait-saving rig.
Yeah.
You know, it saves your sabiki. I've had a sabiki rig, it's funny, like 2 years fishing the same sabiki rig. And I bring it to my seminars only because I have multiple sabiki rigs. Just to show them, like, you can still use this thing.
That's cool.
Like, it's crazy. Like, there's times where I'm using a sabiki rig, I'm like, oh, man, the hook rusted out. Like, the hook's rusting out before the actual sabiki rig is getting tangled up. You know, and people are just, it just blows their mind. So when you're lobster hooping, it's, you know, put a light in the water, you see these mackerel everywhere, and start making bait.
And you always, the nice thing about it is you always have it, you always have a rig tied on. So like whatever you're doing, if you're fishing offshore and you're fishing a kelp and there's a big ball of bait on it, you're not having to, oh, I'm going to cut the rig off my hook, I'm going to bust out a new, you know, it's just, it's there, you get it, you drop it, you throw a few baits on, whatever it is. You're in line waiting for bait at Everingham Brothers in the morning, you drop it down and make a few mackerel. Like the beauty of it is you always have one ready and standing by.
Yeah, and if you wash it with fresh water, that thing will last a long
forever. Yeah, it is forever.
Yeah. Yeah. And you preserve your sabiki.
Yep, your sabiki. Yeah. And that's the main thing, because you have all these sabikis tied up in your lunchbox, right?
Right. Oh, rust it out and stuff.
Yeah. So, again, that's going away to one lucky caller at the end of the show. If you want to get your shot at winning that great prize, or just better yet, your chance to talk to Gil, 213-432-1090. And as promised, it's time to find out what's biting out there. It is time for our catch report. And today, our FishDope.com report, sponsored by Gamakatsu. Great news that Gamakatsu Nautilus Circle Hook is now available in those perfect stealth sizes, the number 2 and number 4 Nautilus. Perfect for those finicky bluefin. From the Nautilus Light, the regular Nautilus, and the new Nautilus HD, having the ability to choose the right size circle hook is key. And with Gamakatsu Nautilus, you now have the choice and the confidence that you're getting the finest hooks ever made. Stock up on Gamakatsu Nautilus hooks at selected tackle stores. Let's head on up to our private boater buddy, Captain Mark Wish of Pacific Edge, is on the line. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Ricky, Pete, Gil. Great show. A lot of good info there. But we got the last report of what's been a fantastic summer season here this weekend. You know, fall starts on Wednesday. And last weekend, you know, things were looking a little bit shaky. They're a little marginal, but conditions are definitely improving. Several areas are bouncing back with much better fishing, so that's really good news. So locally, better water is pushing in along the south coast there, Newport, Huntington Beach. Warmer, cleaner, much better bass fishing, cockle bass and sand bass, both near and dear to my heart there. I love that inshore stuff. Definitely biting better, though, in the structure spots. Not much sign of that yellowtail yet, but if this water continues to improve, pushes up over that 150 area like that, it'll be interesting to see if we get a nice fall bite there. Sometimes we do. At Catalina, also an uptick in the action. The yellowtail fishing was a little slow for a bit. I've seen much better fishing here this week. It's mostly been backside west there, deep water structure for the most part, outside West Cove, those structure spots out there down towards and even including the famous Farnsworth Bank. And, you know, there's mixed grade fish. There's some little guys in there, and there's some really nice ones. And best way to get them bigger ones is slow throw a big mackerel on heavy tackle. At San Clemente Island, still some decent yellowtail around. And like Catalina, though, you got to find some current to find biting fish. And also, kind of like Catalina, we haven't seen much sign of that smaller bluefin that we had around during the summer. Hopefully they roll back in for next season and grow up a few pounds there. That's going to be really fun fishing if they're 20, 30-pounders in there. Offshore, this is where we've really seen some big changes here in the last couple of days, and Danny Fishdope has really been on it. He's been keeping me dialed in with what's going on there for today's report. But it looks like a whole bunch of new yellowfin tuna moved in there, bigger spread for sure. Much better fishing, and the area is kind of like from the 425 out toward the 390. That's a pretty big stretch of water. And they're biting, and they're even getting jig strikes, which there's been few and far between here the last couple of years. But, yeah, you can troll a paw, troll a daisy chain. You can troll my famous favorite plug of all, 6-inch cedar plug there like that. But there's a sprinkle of bluefin in there and a few Dorado in there also. That sector's looking good. Hopefully that continues to push up. And then, of course, we got that Tanner Bank with all them big boys out there. We got lots of boats on it, lots of fish for sure, but boat pressure's going to be intense. And watch out, you guys trolling your spreader bars, man. Don't get them too far back. Get them cut off for sure. But, it's man, it's been good fishing, smaller fish in the morning, like 30, 40, 50s like that, and then mostly biting fly line sardines. And then the afternoon, skipping a yummy or skipping some of the artificial other artificial flyers or fly line and a live flying fish, which is the best way of all. And then nighttime, that some of that flatfall fishing has been nothing short of fantastic on big fish. There's just a ton of it out there. Let's hope it stays for a nice long time. And there's a marlin or two around, and we're starting to see a hint of some of that fall swordfish action starting up. So no shortage of things to do and nice weather. I'd say it's time to go fishing, guys.
Yeah, that sounds cool. Really good. And fishdope.com, Danny and the boys have, you know, he tuned me up yesterday about that fish down on the 390, bluefin, yellowfin mix. New, sounds like a new batch. That's really cool. That's great news
great
for
news.
The sport fishing fleet that's moving up. And I also want to say that Danny has also been recommending that Promar cedar plug chain, daisy chain for trolling for those big bluefin. You know about that one?
Ahi. Yeah, it's under the Ahi line. Yes, and Ahi. It is, that thing has been the private, that is our most, I don't know what you call it, effective and popular trolling thing we have sold all year. Super familiar with it. It's exactly what it sounds like. It's a cedar plug chain. It's a daisy chain of cedar plugs. Uh-huh. It's got three of the cedar plug juniors or shorts in front of a standard 6-inch plug, and it's just like a cedar plug. Like when you look at a raw cedar plug in the pack, you still swear, there's no way that thing's getting a bite. You know, they just don't look good out of the package. You see that chain in the water, and it snakes around. It's so good. But, yes, those cedar plug chains have been super effective this year. And the Ahi brand is the one that we carry. That's also, as I'm sure a lot of other great shops around town do, too. That's it's a great jig striking lure.
So one of the other reasons you need fishdope.com, $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space. HOOKUPNOW is your $20 code. And, Mark, how do we find you?
Well, Pete, we're in Huntington Beach. We're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger. Phone number at the store is area code 714-840-4262. The web site with all the hot bait tank stuff going on plus more is PacificEdgeTackle.com. And it's going to be an interesting report for next week. And like you guys are talking, only 2 weeks away from lobster season, man, that's a whole new dimension. Makes
oh, boy. Yeah. It's fall. Fabulous fall fishing, as we call it, right? Indeed.
I'm ready.
Yeah, hey, Mark, sure. Thanks a lot for that. And we will talk to you next Saturday. Who knows what's going to happen?
Who knows? We'll talk to you then, guys.
Thanks, Mark. All right, let's head on now down to San Diego over to C4th Sport Fishing and talk to our buddy Marcos. Marcos, what's going on at C4th?
Good morning, guys. How's everyone doing today?
Good. Doing great.
Well, you got a nice taste of the report there, and fishing is kind of taking a nice little uptick back up there. Yesterday, we actually had four full-day boats out there, and all charters through the weekend. And before we really get into the report, that's something to talk about. You know, once that summer vacation's over and we get into that September, October, which we've talked about over the last year, this has been some of our best fishing. Because people are back at work, back at school, everything gets pushed to the weekend. So if you want to make weekend reservations, you got to be way ahead of the game here, or you got to be ready to go during the week. And definitely worth going right now. Saw a nice mix of bluefin, yellowfin, a few Dorado, a Bonito in the mix yesterday on those full-day trips. The overnight trips, again, catching bluefin, yellowfin, some Dorado in there, a few yellowtail mixed in there. So all-around good fishing for those full days, the 1 days, a day and a half. A lot of catchable fish in the mix there, and those 20 to 60-pound bluefin. A few big ones in the mix there. Those yellowfin tend to be in that maybe 15 to 25-pound range. So kind of what you want to see at this point of the season. You can go out there, get a shot at a big fish, but there's a lot of smaller fish. And by smaller, you know, talking 20 to 50-pound bluefin on a full day, which is definitely not any kind of lack of quality there, but you definitely got a shot at catching the fish there. So all around good. Check the website, c4thlanding.com. Have our schedule up for there for that full-day trip, those 1 day, seeing day and a half, some longer trips in the mix there. I wish I had a little bit better half-day count for you, but they haven't really fished over the last couple of days. They're all charters today, all charters yesterday. Earlier in the week, still picking away at those calico bass, the sand bass, good bottom fishing in the mix there. About what you'd expect. I mean, we're in the middle of September here. Like you said, we're creeping up on lobster season, creeping up on October. And, man, I don't think we've stopped catching bluefin since, what, like March? It's just been great fishing all season so far.
We're just now coming into what would be the best time of the year. And, boy, you nailed it. I mean, there hasn't been a time since March where there hasn't been great fishing now going on at C4th.
And that's like we've talked about the last couple seasons here. It's not just good fishing. It's incredibly consistent fishing.
Crazy.
I mean, it's like there's no, you know, you're going to see some little lulls here and there where you might have a few days or even a week where there's not as good as fishing, but it tends to pick right back up, and it's been pretty amazing. And, you know, those captains getting experience out there and with the boats and their electronics, and it's just, you know, then they've all got fish holds on there so they can fish those further ranges and still have your fish home to you in good condition. It's been just a couple great seasons here, guys. You know,
and now with that new batch of fish moving up from the south,
That's great news, huh?
I
mean, great news.
Yeah, and again, not a surprise. Like we've talked about, September, October has been some of our best fishing over the last few years, and a lot of times that creeps into November. So definitely don't put away your gear yet. Come down, visit us in person here, make some reservations, visit the tackle shop there, make sure that gear's in tip-top condition because there's still plenty of fishing to do.
Good job, Marcos. Well, a great report. Sounds like some excellent fishing. One more time, shoot us this number if somebody wants to jump on. And like you say, very important to grab a reservation if you're going to go during the weekend. Anytime, really, still with this great fishing going on. How do we find you?
C4thlanding.com. Got our full schedule up there. You can make reservations. Said weekends are going to be tough for a while here. So, you know, you might just have to tell the boss you're taking a day off. Or even better, just bring the boss with you. You know, that's,
there you go.
Win some brownie points there. Give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. Come down, visit us in person, and don't forget about the socials there. Pretty much at C4th Landing everywhere. Get, you know, lots of updates throughout the day, nice pictures and current information. And we'd love to get you guys out fishing because there's some great fishing and some great weather.
Great job, man. Killer report, Marcos. As always, we appreciate it. We'll look forward to talking to you next week.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
Thanks a lot. All right, that's going to wrap up our catch report today. Hey, Anza Knives, handcrafting knives in the USA for over three decades. Check out the Fish Pro series and that custom bluefin and yellowfin from Anza Knives. They're made from high-carbon steel, which holds a great edge, and they're easy to sharpen. Anza Knives are the finest fillet knives ever produced. Anza also offers knives for military, law enforcement, and hunting. Check AnzaKnives.com for more details and get the Fish Pro series available at Fisherman's Processing.
And, of course, we always want to remind you, be sure sure to check the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego landings, as well as your private boat catch, now that Fish Pros the market, you can purchase fresh fish, smoked jerky fish, spices, rubs, smoked cheese, their famous tuna burgers, and, of course, that pokey kit goes so well with bluefin tuna, right? And they're open at their new location in Old Town on Taylor Street. Call for details or order online at fishermansprocessing.com and be sure to meet them here. When you meet them back at the San Diego landings, they'll be right there waiting for you to take your fish to be processed.
I'll tell you another thing about Fisherman's Processing, and you know, with Gil talking so much about social media and things like that, that is a follow you need to have. Because it's like the best synopsis of what's going on the long-range boats.
Yeah.
They basically produce a little short video darn near for the return of every long-range boat. So you get a really good gauge of the size of fish they're catching, what they caught, when they came in. Like, I find myself like getting at my overview of what our long-range boats are doing more from, you know, the Fisherman's Processing Instagram page darn near than working at the landing. So.
Especially you're getting pumped up for that trip coming up in October on the Shogun, right?
Yeah.
The six-day Let's Talk Hookup trip.
We're
watching those guys coming in from Guadeloupe.
It has been so good. We are chomping at the bit. You know, we got a really great group of guys. A lot of guys been coming into the shop, and we've been BSing back and forth. And, yeah, it is going to be a really good trip, and it is right around the corner. I can't wait.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. All right. Well, let's get back to lobsters. Let's talk to Gil.
You got it, man. We're going to jump back into the phones. This time talk to Sean. He's calling us from Lomita this morning. Good morning, Sean. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. I just want to reflect back on the because your 30th anniversary, and I didn't get in last week, but and I'll talk about hooping in a minute. But I remember I was 25 years ago, I was on an internship from San Luis Obispo down here in L.A., and I had my alarm clock on, and all of a sudden I heard the zing, lift, hook up, and I seemed like so surreal at the time, like, what am I listening to on the radio? And from that point on, I've been hooked. I've been Sean from San Luis Obispo, from Harbor City, Sean from Long Beach, Sean from San Pedro, Sean back at Harbor City, Sean in Lomita, Sean in Redondo Beach. I've been all over the place, but the one consistency is Let's Talk Hookup there every Saturday and Sunday morning that you guys are just do such a fantastic job of informing us and entertaining us, because the next best thing to catching fish is telling stories about fish, and this pipeline of consistent information and entertainment from you guys has just been just I can't even put words to it, but 30 years tells the story right there. And you bring personality to the fishing industry. All these people that we know, we feel like friends with all these captains and Mark Wish and all the, you know, all the names of everything. It really just brought a different perspective of sport fishing in the Southland and learning everything from Alaska to Baja, everything that you guys tell us. Just thank you so much. I can't say enough about all that. You guys are just fantastic. The proof is in the pudding. 30 years.
That's
and
really
nice.
I got a question.
Well, I got a little story. When I was doing my internship, I was working with this youth group, and we were taking kids sport fishing. It was really good for the kids. And we'd go out at Long Beach, and we were at the Long Beach bait receiver. And it was the middle of the summer, so it wasn't lobster season. But the guy who was working at the bait receiver had this monster lobster. I mean, it must have been 28 inches long. It was the biggest lobster I'd ever seen. And we took the lobster, put it in our bait tank, and brought it out to Catalina and released it out there. And I just got a question for Gil and you guys. How old do these lobsters live for, and how big can they possibly get? I mean, this thing must have been – I don't know how to estimate the weight of a lobster, but it was huge. So, Gil, can you touch up on the lifespan on lobsters and how big they get?
Well, unfortunately, I don't know – lobster lifespans. I mean, every lobster, talking to game wardens, talking to the scientific fact in them, they all have a different span. My best bet would be going to a game warden, because that's why we do all these, you know, cards and stuff, and we're trying to document, you know, the lobsters, where they're crawling, how long they're living. But man, that is a big lobster. First of all, what a prize to see! Goodness gracious!
Holy mackerel!
Yeah, I would be more concerned of even containing that thing.
Exactly.
It's like, wow, that is crazy.
Has weapons underneath.
Yes. But yeah, unfortunately, don't know that question. I would love to throw my ringer at it, but it'd probably be completely false.
Yeah, yeah, indeed. Hey, thanks a lot for all the nice words, too, and being such a long-term supporter from all the cities you've lived in there. Appreciate the call
really cool.
And appreciate the nice words there. Very. Here's a good text. What is the best – always a good question. Yep. What is the best bait to use for lobsters? And that's from Doug in Claremont. He wants to know if old cat food's any good.
Oh, man, the cat food question.
Yeah.
You know – what I've learned over the years is the fresher the bait, the better the bait. And, you know, we have guys that are, like, stinking their bait up, put it in the backyard, soaking it in the sun. And, you know, that might work for a while. But I found in all the years that I've been lobster hooping is the fresher bait works. And the reason why I tell you guys this is because we just talked about the sabiki rod. And usually what I'm doing is I'm making bait either in my boat or on my kayak, and I'm actually baiting. If I'm rebaiting, I'm baiting with a bait that I actually catch. And I'm catching these lobsters fairly easy, and I'm having a better night than most people would. And like
how do you preparing the bait? If, like, you catch a fresh mackerel, what are you going to do before you put it? Are you going to chop it up?
You know, it's funny you say that because I will chop it up if I have to, but a majority of the time, and we all know when we're lobster fishing, we're scrambling.
Yes.
You know, usually what I do, I just take my finger, right? I just pop the gill plate out, I run my finger down the mackerel, and I just shove it in there.
Wow.
I don't really do.
It's all about the smell.
It is all about the smell. And then, you know, like I said, we talked about the bite-on sprays. Putting that extra scent in there, mm-hmm. getting the freshest scent. And you have the oily fishes. You know, a lot of people like the salmon heads, the mackerels, and they all work just as great. You know, a lot of people are on the salmon heads. They love salmon heads, you know. For me, personally, I just love a fresh bait. For years, I was keeping bait. I was like, oh, that's still good. I'm going to freeze it. But I noticed that I wasn't getting as many bugs crawling in that bait. And so what I did one day is I said, you know what? For 2 weeks straight, and then four or five hooping trips, I'm going to fish the fresh versus the old. And the fresh outfished the old hand over fist.
One thing Ricky and I can tell from experience is don't use squid.
Yeah,
remember Rick? We caught a bunch of that big giant squid was around. Oh,
yeah.
Man, what could be better and stinkier than squid?
Everything loves squid.
Everything.
Guaranteed.
Not lobster.
Yep.
Yeah.
Get
yep.
away from it. Man, that is the worst thing ever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a bait chop guy. Like I like to chop my bait up and fish it in the tubes. Couldn't be with you more. Fresher the better. I mean, as gruesome as it is, I like a live bait that is then chopped up and, you know, into like a half paste, half chunk type thing, and I shove my tubes full. We just got a really cool, I don't know what you call it, a chopper type tool that, you know, a local guy made. We started carrying it at the shop, but it's like imagine a T handle, you know, it's about 3 feet tall and a handle, and then it's got, you know, like five or six blades at the bottom that will just make, you know, it'd make chopping a 5 gallon bucket worth of bait up into a few seconds.
Really?
It's a really cool tool. We got them yesterday. Like, I'll save you one. Like, this is like for, if you like to fish bait the way that I know you do and I know I do, like chopping your bait up,
It was made for it.
Like, I'm using right now, like, a spade, like a gardening type tool,
right,
you know, that I used to chop it up with. And this is the same thing, but imagine having five blades instead of
one.
Like, it's really sweet.
Yeah.
So I'm a bucket chopper.
And you have
guy.
Those at Fisherman's Landing Tackle, right?
We do. I know Dana's got them in Mission Bay also. I mean,
okay, Dana Landing in Mission Bay.
Yeah,
okay.
It's just a local guy that just said, hey, man, I've been doing this for years. And he goes, I think it works so good. I think I need to sell this. What do you think? And he brought it in. I'm like, dude, I'll take every single one you have in the truck. And that's exactly what we did. You
yeah.
Know? So, yeah, they're pretty sweet.
So I'm also my dad. Too, speaking of Dana Landing, I saw a photo on their Instagram and Facebook the other day about the load of Promar nets that Dana Landing
kicked.
Nice. So they're loaded.
Yeah.
So if you need some hoop nets and stuff, I know they carry a huge amount over at Dana Landing in Mission Bay. So if you want to go gear up, get it.
And I'll tell you, it's like everything in fishing tackle.
Yeah.
Buy that now. There are some, you know, Promar's done a fantastic job supplying everybody, but
it's hard to come by. Yeah.
Do
so if
not
you
wait.
Find them.
Yeah.
Don't. What I can recommend, don't try to save a buck or two.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I know we're not living in that era anymore. It's like, you got to get it.
Yeah.
Because it's
going to
go.
Get it
It's going to go.
Yeah, for sure. All right, let's go ahead and jump back in the phones.
You got it, buddy. We got the phones are packed up. If you want to get through, 213-432-1090. Let's talk to Chuck. Chuck's calling us from Long Beach this morning. Hi, Chuck. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Thanks for having me on. couple of questions. One, earlier talking about the carb deal, who is they that are coming after us so we can know maybe who to kind of turn around ourselves and look at in terms of not supporting things or petitioning against them and other things they may have going, kind of put some pressure back towards them versus just hoping the politicians try and side with us for a change.
The CARB board is appointed by the governor, and basically that's where it comes from.
But who's like pushing them? This idea had to come from somewhere, like a Sierra Club or something.
Well,
that's
a good question, and there's probably obviously some very, very
environmentally driven
people
groups.
I mean, you know, they want
to. I don't know. Yeah,
or maybe it's coming from the diesel engine industry. You know.
Yeah.
Another thing for hooping, I don't have a boat, and I've got a kayak, but I probably won't set that up. What are some of the better boats to go out on for hooping that offer the trips, and then what are some of the basic gear you should bring with you if you're going out on one of those trips?
Well, you just heard from the landing here. There's a couple landings here that do lobster trips, and I would definitely get on one of those boats. There's a few out of Long Beach to go out to, like I said, visit our resources. But the kayak, man, I know you just said that you wouldn't want to rig that up. It doesn't really take much to rig up a kayak. It's just you and five nets, basically. That's all it is. And our 101 video is what we're trying to drive a lot of our audience to. And basically, you're going to be buying an ambush net, a float, some rope, 75-foot of rope, and basically a bait cage. And then you're going to be going to your local supermarket, buying salmon heads or sabiquing some bait out in the harbor. And it's basically just getting out there at dawn, soaking for 20 minutes, and putting out five nets. And making sure that you're savvy on the regulations, go ID on the float, your lobster card fill out properly. And it's not really rocket science, and I think a lot of people get so worried about it. But it's actually very simple, and it's very easy to do.
Absolutely.
It's a fun night, too. I mean, it's really good. My wife...
It's a lot of work.
It is a lot of work, but like my wife, Dallas, she likes hoop netting more than just about anything else. It's a fun night, especially in the earlier part of the season when the weather's still nice and you're out there in a T-shirt and you have a nice night on the water. Like, it's a lot of fun. I so encourage anybody that hasn't tried it to do it. It's a really good time.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call.
Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming through, including some on-the-water reports.
Special report coming.
You got it. You stay tuned. Lots coming your way. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
This is Pete, and I hear it all the time. That Jim and Mary at Poway Valley Collision are amazing. I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, mentioned Let's Talk Hookup, and they gave us VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. At some point, your car will need a body repair, and I'm confident in saying it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your next car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. When you take your car or truck to Poway Valley Collision, the job and experience will be top-notch. Get it fixed right at Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check powayvalleycollision.com.
Hi, this is Scott Sherman for Snap Insurance. I'm back from City Hall and ready to help you with all your insurance needs. I can provide you with the best in boat insurance at the lowest rates. But there's more to a policy than just a low rate. I know the coverage you need and will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Work with us to wrap your home, auto, and boat policy to save even more money. We can also help you with your commercial or business insurance. Call me, Scott Sherman, at Snap Insurance, 619-908-3100 or snapins.com.
For quality, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among anglers. But Islander Charter is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips, as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. Check out islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 1.5 to 5-day fishing. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge lingcod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day trips on the Daily Double and full-day trips on the Mission Bell every day. Perfect for novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips on the American Angler, Vagabond, Intrepid, Independence, New Loan, T-Bird, Game Changer, and more. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com where you can purchase tickets online. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 1090, the Let's Talk Hookup app. Having a great time here this morning, talking fishing all over the place. It's been a great show.
Yeah, and for sure. And we want to thank all our people for supporting the show and everybody, Sports Grid, Mightier 1090, all those people. And we had some technical issues last week. Sounds like we solved all those, so we're all good. We're very thankful for Christian, who's running the boards today, and JP, our guy for tomorrow. So thanks to all those guys for working hard to make Let's Talk Hookup sound fantastic here for you. Hey, let's go to the High Sierra right now. Talk to our good buddy Ryan Dorr from Adventure in Camping. Good morning, Ryan.
Hey, Ryan.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Hey, doing great. Now, what's going on in the High Sierra?
Well, we're open.
Yes.
All right.
It's awesome up here, yeah. We had a couple weeks for the Forest Service shut down the campgrounds and the forest, you know, the kind of put a little bit of a damper on things up here. We were still able to, you know, get our trailers out in some of the local privately owned campgrounds and so forth. But they just opened it up all of a sudden, like
awesome.
Middle of the week, this last week. So we're back up and running full steam ahead here.
Now, I know Adventure and Camping has been sold out, super busy all summer, but yet, as we in Southern California know, this is the best time to go to the Eastern Sierra right now through October. Can we get a camper from Adventure and Camping?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Ooh. We have stuff open. We have campgrounds are open. Beautiful time of year to come up here. Nice, cool, actually kind of chilly nights and beautiful days. We got the trees are starting to turn, so you got some fall colors coming in. And honestly, this is my favorite time of year. If you have never come up to the Sierras, or if you're just a summer person that you come up to Mammoth and June Lake in the summer, you've got to come up here in the fall. There's less people. It's you can get on the lakes easier. You can get a boat easier. You can get down to that favorite fishing spot on the creek easier. It's just a beautiful time to come up here and visit.
And the fish bites.
Yeah, I was going to say, the fishing, it's like, it blows me away that it happens every year, but it is the truth. The crowds are cut in half, and the fishing is better, you know, and like the weather is so nice. It just, it blows me away that once the quote-unquote summer goes by, that's when it becomes its very best, but it really is the best time to come because there's half the amount of people there.
Yeah.
Yeah. It really is.
So let's talk about Adventure and Camping. How does it work? What do you have available, and how does it, those are our listeners that may not be familiar with Adventure and Camping, how does it work?
So we rent travel trailers, vacation trip travel trailers to you. You pick the trailer. You tell us where you want it. We service campgrounds from Bishop all the way, north to Lee Vining, including June Lake, Crowley, Mammoth Lakes, Rock Creek, the campgrounds are still open up here right now. And you tell us where you want us to park it. We bring it out to you. We set it up. And when you're done with your camping trip, we come take it away. You don't have to do anything.
I can attest to it really is that easy. It's exactly as Ryan describes. I mean, you don't need a tow vehicle. You don't need the time. The website's killer, too, because they list every trailer they have, all the different floor plans. And I always say, like, you can do a smaller trailer with a couple of buds, and you're spending less money than you would be staying at a small motel, but you're in a killer campground. All the way up to an ultra deluxe multi-family big slide out trailer and everything in between. So you go on the website, you pick the trailer that's right for you, the price that's right for you, and then where you want to go, and then you just drive up in your car, no trailering, no towing, no anything, and it literally is like you pull up to the site and there is your trailer right where you want it, set up how you want it to be.
Yeah, they'll even put a barbecue out there for you and chairs, everything you want, right, Brian?
Yep, absolutely. We have your basic model. It's just, you know, like Rick says, you know, just, you know, basic stuff. Or if you want, we can bring out, you know, barbecue, all your chairs. Can't have fires right now. That is the one restriction the Forest Service left in place is no campfires, which.
Understandable.
Exactly. Understandable this year. But yeah, we bring everything out, set it all up for you, show you how it works, and then haul it away. We've got everything. It'll sleep, you know, two to four people on up to sleeping up to eight or nine people.
Great.
It's so killer. And then, like you say, so now you've got the killer base. I mean, all the comforts you would have of home, air conditioning, you know, hot water, showers, bathrooms, microwaves, the whole nine. I mean, it's very easy. You don't need to be a hardcore camper to enjoy, you know, the Mammoth area. I mean, it's got everything that you would have at your house. And then the most important thing is when you're done enjoying your killer trailer and your great trip, you literally hop in your car and you drive home. You don't.
Yeah.
There's no breaking the trailer down. There's no tow home. Like, I mean, when you're bringing your rig up there, the full day before you leave is in preparation for it.
It's a lot of work.
You're done fishing. Get your morning. Get your afternoon in. You hop in the car and you're gone.
You're done.
It's the most killer deal. You're not paying for your trailer storage at home, all the cost that's associated with it. I love it. I mean, we use it a couple of times a year. I love the service.
Yeah.
It's so killer.
So if somebody wants to come to use Adventure and Camping during the best time of the year, right now, you have availability. How do we do that, Ryan?
So the easiest thing to do, go to our website, adventureandcamping.com. Very interactive. You can pick your trailer model. You can pick your campground. It'll give you a price right up front. You can submit a request online, or you can give us a call. You can reach our office daily, 760-935-4890, or go online at adventureandcamping.com.
All right. Ryan Dorr from Adventure and Camping. It's a great service. Use it. It's a great time of the year to get up there to the Eastern Sierra. Thanks, Ryan, and glad things are back open, and you actually have trailers that people can utilize now. Appreciate that.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys. Appreciate you having me on this morning. And, come up and enjoy the Sierras next couple weeks. It'll be beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
Solid.
Best time.
Good call.
Yeah. How about Rock Creek, man, this time of the year when the leaves start to fall and fishing is so good in there.
I think crawdads when I think of
June boy.
Lake crawdads.
Oh,
man.
So many great places.
I want to go right now.
Yeah,
me
too.
Right this
me
second.
Me too.
That sounds good.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks, Ryan. Great to hear from you. Let's go ahead and jump into the phones.
You got it. Well, the phone lines are packed up, as with the text. We're going to fire a text off real quick. This
All
one
right, cool.
Was for Gil from Mike and Yor Belinda. Gil, what's the best tide in terms of fluctuation difference between high and low tide?
You know, every area that you fish, whether it's San Diego, whether it's Huntington, whether it's Long Beach, you're going to find a different tide bite.
Okay.
It's coming from the tournament era of fishing bay bass and calicos, everything bites different. And I would hate to detour somebody because I always tell people, Huntington is an incoming and then, you know, Long Beach an outgoing. It's doing your homework, right? It's going out there, setting those traps up and figuring out, hey, man, we got a better crawl on the incoming. What I do recommend is, of course, you want to hoop a bigger tide swing, of course. But with the bigger tide swing, there's a lot more work involved.
Yes.
You know, a lot more adjusting nets and making sure you're not getting stuck and making sure that if you do place your nets in something, that you're not placing them exactly on the rock pile. I like to place my nets in, I call it the valley, you know, where there's two peaks, and then there's a valley that meets between. Mm-hmm. And I just say that's where dinner time kind of comes in. They kind of come out of their houses, and they feed down the trough, you know. And that's where net placement is super important, you know, knowing how to maneuver your boat, knowing how to maneuver your kayak. But as far as tide swings, I always just say fish to head the biggest tide swing, you know. And in that particular area, just do your homework, you know. I'm not going to put my finger on, like, hey, it's an incoming and it's an outgoing. You know, like I said before, they need current, food, and structure, you know, and just go about that.
We hoop San Diego Bay a lot, and big tides are great for catching, but, man, it's tough because there's so much big floating kelp that gets flushed in or out of that bay, and, you know, you can have, you know, all your great preparation, but a 10-foot floating kelp patch grabs your line, sucks your buoy under, moves your gear. I mean, there's, like, I think you nailed it best. Nice. It's great opportunity, but it's also met with great, you know, with greater challenge.
A lot of work, yeah, a lot of work. So just know your area, and like I said, some areas are better. Some areas, you know, so it's like I can't put my finger on San Diego Bay, you know.
Sure.
Huntington Harbor, Long Beach Harbor, San Pedro, you know, everything's different, you know.
Every place is different. Yeah. You just have to go.
Yep,
gotta go.
Yeah, for sure. Here's another good text from Bill in Bay Park. Something I've discovered is to check the accuracy of your gauge. We talked about this before. I purchased some gauges from Dive Locker years ago, and they were all short. So we're measuring lobsters as legal, and they weren't. So I like to suggest them to a bit bigger than the actual. So the actual measurement is 3 1/4
inches. 3 1/4, yeah. But I always recommend people just to file it back just a little bit, you know, to give yourself that extra, you know, but make sure it says 3 1/4. You know, there are different gauges.
Right.
Florida's different, you know.
Right.
And so sometimes people buy the wrong gauge, you know, they buy the Florida gauge, you know. But make sure that gauge is super important, like we talked about today. Don't just throw it around in your boat. I mean, treat it like it's like a credit card, right?
Measuring device.
It's a measuring device. They can get tweaked. They can get stepped on. They roll around your boat. It's just you want to treat that thing just like the pen we talked about. Like, you got to have – these are the two things that need to be working.
And, yeah. Pete, you said something so important at the beginning of the show. The only gauge that matters is the one that the warden has in his hand.
Exactly.
And if he's measured 1,000 bugs and his is just a little – like, that's the only one that matters.
And I talked to a warden about his gauge one time, and he actually milled it himself exact out of, like, stainless steel. Yeah, so it didn't vary. So he was he knew, he gauged it on a meter, miter scale, whatever you call those things. And he said that, I know my gauge is
it's
on.
Perfect.
So when I'm citing somebody for a short lobster, it is. So they take it seriously.
Yeah, right.
Wardens take it seriously.
So you need to, too.
Yeah, yes. For sure. Okay, here's another quick test. Ricky, where'd you buy your Parker from? And Phil wants to know that.
Oh, from West Coast Marine, Kelly.
Kevin Kelly.
Great process. Loved it. Don't have enough good things to say about it. We've already gone through, you know, we put a bunch of hours on a Yamaha 300, so much that we're on our second Yamaha 300 now that's coming, you know, anytime. And we've just had nothing but great experience from Kevin and West Coast. It was a
great
operation.
Marine, Costa Mesa and San Diego.
Yep.
West Coast Marine.
Highly recommend.
For their service, too.
Yeah, they're just awesome.
Yeah, for sure. All right, let's go ahead and jump back into it, Rick.
You got it. Ronnie from Escondido is up next here on Let's Talk Hookup. What's up, Ronnie? Good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Great.
Good, Ronnie.
Hey, I got a question for Gil. I've been hooping up a PA-14 from Hobie, and I absolutely love it. Excited about lobster season, but I've always struggled with what kind of light to use on my buoys. I've tried as far as the battery lights and the Kim lights, and which one do you use, Gil, and which one do you think is best for lighting up the buoys at night?
Great question, and I think I like the Promar battery-operated lights, and this is a question that I get a lot, and people say, you know, my light sticks are going out. They're not working for me, and they're just like reels, right? When you are done lobster hooping that night, what I do is I take apart my lobster lights, and I clean them out. A lot of people just throw them back in the garage.
Oh yeah, that's
right?
Me. And I'm that guy.
And what happens is
you got to buy more.
Yeah,
that salt water, as we all know, boat owners, right? That salt water will just eat away at everything.
Yeah.
Just the air alone. Like, say you don't even use the light stick in the water and you just have it on your kayak. You know, a kayak is constantly getting wet, you know? So what I like to do is I like to have a bunch of them in a sealed proof case. So like something like a Plano with a rubber seal that you can clamp down. That's what I put my light sticks
good
in,
idea.
You know, because I don't want any – not just water, but air. And at the end of the night, the light sticks that I use, I make sure to detach them, wipe them down, and to keep them in a dry place. I made this mistake so many times. Believe me, Promar, you know, I have my pro staff account, and I'm using most of my money towards light sticks. I'm like, hey, man, I got to get smart with this because it's costing me money, right? So changing out the batteries, making sure that, you know, the light sticks come with extra batteries, or even go on Amazon, or even more batteries. They're very inexpensive. And change those out. Make sure that before you go out, that it illuminates super bright. Because a lot of guys are like, oh, I don't want to take that thing out and put those 10 little batteries in. And you go, well, it has a little bit of light, and guess what? You're out there 2 hours, and it's dead.
Yep. Always have backups, too.
That's the ticket. Yeah. If you're lazy like myself, and it sounds like Pete, you too, mine, you're smart, Gil. That's the right way to do it. Mine go into a Ziploc bag, moisture. I put them away the worst way you possibly could. And they last, you know, appropriate amount of time, but, like, I just carry a full set's worth of backups. And exactly like you said, if one is, you know, it's kind of flickering or it's kind of dull, it's just time for a new guy. I mean, you're doing it the right way, no doubt, but just all of my floats have two holes drilled in them. I think it's a 3/4 inch is like the big size for the LED, and then a 5/8 inch is the size for the chem light. And every one of my floats has the ability of both. And I use the LEDs, and I have a full set of backup of LEDs. And then I also have, just like in my backpack, a bunch of those green snap light sticks just as a backup to the backup. Yeah. And it can go with that.
Yeah. So identification is also important.
Good call.
Yeah.
Very, very, very.
Because there's so many people hooping now.
Yes.
And you can have hoops right next to hoops, next to hoops, next to hoops.
Yeah.
How do you set yours apart so that you know those are yours and you know that guy's his?
Great question. And we tackle that question again in our 101 video. But one of the regulations is a Go ID number. So the Go ID number, your Go ID, people are like, what's my Go ID number? Well, it's found on your fishing license. It's your actual, like, driver's license for your fishing license or your hunting license. That has to go on your buoy. Now, if you're hooping with 15 people on a boat, right? Well, no more than 5 names go on that buoy, right? So you cannot pull another net unless your name, your Go ID, is on that float. Now, let's talk more about identification. I like to paint mine orange, you know, and I like mine a little scruffy looking. We at Promar sell reflective tape, you know, and that's where I tell people, like, the inner kindergarten person in yourself, right? like put them on the dining room table, right? Put glitter on it, whatever you want to make it yourself. I like to go to Home Depot. I like to number my buoys 1 through 10 or 1 through 5, whatever it may be, with reflective tape. So I buy the mailbox reflective tape, okay?
That's a good idea.
And this is the reason why I do that, is because I know that each buoy has an address, right? So I know, and I do documentation all night. So if number 3 buoy is catching lobster, because if all your buoys are the same, you can't identify them.
Yeah.
So every buoy has a number, 1 through 5, 1 through 10. Hey guys, number 3 buoy and number 7 buoy are getting a lobster tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's put our hoop nets around 3 and 7, okay? Because at that point, they're all the same.
Yeah, number 10 and number 4 haven't caught anything all night. Let's stack them in that area.
And you want to be able to look for this. Say the worst case scenario, your light sticks go out. Say everything goes out. You want to be able to take a flashlight and be reflective to see that number or to see that float. I know, hey, I'm looking for number 2. That's number 3. That's number 4. Hey, that's number 7. I'm looking for number 2.
Yeah. And also, that way, too, you can kind of keep track of if you pulled it or not.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah, because when you get 10 going, it's like you may think it's simple, but it's not.
Yeah. Especially if there's a lot of current and you drift off of the things
right.
Exactly.
The other thing, too, is I like your idea of keeping notes, like a notepad right next to your helm there.
Great idea.
It's like, okay, we pulled 1, 2.
Yep. With the time.
Number 4 was really productive. That was good. Keep a notepad right next to you. And I need to do that every time
Gil comes on here. I always pick up so much stuff like that. The other thing that will do for you is it'll tell you how much time you let it soak.
Because you might
assume, the thing's been down there plenty long enough. But if you're really moving through them, sometimes, you know, you're in those things 15, 20 minutes.
Exactly.
And maybe it didn't fish as good as when you let it soak for an hour or vice versa.
Right.
Yep. Yeah.
Yep.
That's
good
cool.
Call.
Great info, Gil, as always. Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out who's got all that killer stuff. The live deception jigs, the sabiki rod, all kinds of great stuff from Ahi. You stay tuned. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way in the Let's Talk Hookup app and the mightier 1090.
If you're looking for a high-quality cocktail that's also easy to enjoy on your next fishing trip, check out Cutwater Spirits' lineup of canned cocktails. Cutwater's master distiller and co-founder, Yusuf Cherney, is a hardcore fisherman. In fact, he developed Cutwater with all his favorite adventures in mind. Yusuf takes Cutwater's award-winning spirits, uses them to make real cocktails, and then puts them into cans so you can take them anywhere. It's like they were made for fishing because they were actually made for fishing. Check out their popular canned margarita made with real tequila, the zesty vodka mule, or the spicy Bloody Mary, which has some serious bite. They also make super refreshing vodka sodas in grapefruit, lime, and cucumber flavors. Just crack the can and enjoy a bar-quality cocktail even when there's no bar in sight. Back at the dock or at your evening anchorage in Catalina, Cutwater cocktails are exactly what you need for your next fishing trip. You can check out all 18 of Cutwater's canned cocktails at CutwaterSpirits.com and then look for them at your local liquor store. Then go ahead and set your cocktail free. Please enjoy responsibly.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Don't give up on finicky fish and light bites. The secret to getting more bites is thinner leader for more natural presentations. That's where Seaguar Gold Label Leader Material shines. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. 18% thinner and 17% stronger than any other Seaguar leader. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates on leader shy fish. With exceptional knot and tensile strength, this advanced leader material has been proven all season long on finicky tuna as big as 100 pounds on 40-pound tests. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. They're master craftsmen who bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, man. Great show. So much killer information going on. And a big congratulations, the winner of that Ahi kit from the Live Deception Jigs and that great Sabiki rod. All of the great goodies going to Sean in Lomita. Sean, congratulations.
Congrats.
You're going to love your new toys.
Yeah, that's going to be some good stuff. And I want to thank Steve and Ben from Ahi Promar for all the support and help and all the good things they do for anglers, and of course, you know, Fisherman's Landing Tackle, Turner's Outdoorsman,
Dana
Landing in Mission Bay. They all have, they're geared up now with Promar stuff, and you'll be doing a seminar at Turner's.
Yes, Turner's, yes, on the 22nd. Visit their website, Lake Forest. You can visit Promar, Ahi, or Promar Nets, or just our social
Promar
media.
PromarNets.com,
yeah, Promar
right?
Nets, yeah, PromarNets.com, or visit me, Gil Rocket, G-I-L-R-O-C-K-I-T. And Instagram and Facebook. I post all my social media there. A lot of stuff coming your way.
And you'll do guide trips too.
Yeah, if you want, if you need information, not just guide, if you just need information.
Yeah.
I'm always available.
Yeah.
I reply to text messages and phone calls and emails. GilRocket at hotmail.com.
GilRocket.
If you want to send
spell
me an
it
email.
Again.
GILROCKIT at hotmail.com, and that's the same Gil Rocket on social media as
on
well.
On social media. Okay, great. And, of course, PromarNets.com.
PromarNets.com, yes.
Great site. Well, great job.
This was awesome, Gil.
Yeah,
you did
really
great job.
Thank you guys very much.
I
really appreciate it.
And, again, be sure you're prepared for lobster season.
Yes.
Get your stuff now. I know you guys have it on sale.
We're ready.
I know Dana Landing has them on sale. It's time to go. So time to get them. Get your lobster cards, lobster report.
Yes.
Don't forget, you
and
need a lobster
me,
report again this
and
year.
And let me stress it. Buy it now. Like, don't let this be the next rod that you can't get or the next two-speed you can't get. Like, get your gear now.
Yeah.
It is going to go away.
Yeah, it's going fast. But, hey, thank very much to our buddy Adam doing the app. He's done such a fantastic job, and so many people, 20,000-plus have downloaded the app. And so we're so appreciative of all the great stuff that Adam does on our app. And, of course, Christian, man in the phones today in the board back there at Sports Grid. And tomorrow on Let's Talk Hookup, Captain Art Taylor from The Searcher. You'd want to talk some tuna?
Yeah.
That's going to be tomorrow, 7 and 9 a.m., right back here on the Mightier 1090 and the Let's Talk Hookup app. And Ricky and I will see you then.